any additional points, like what would this union provide countries? Would it provide them with protection? Would it provide them with a set of rules that if they follow, they're part of this union, but if there's a violation, then there can be a removal? You'd think so, right? Yes. So I provided you guys with a handout. It's called the ABC of European Union Law. Now, this was published by a European Union official who's been with the European Union since 1987. He was the deputy head of cabinet and then the head of cabinet for Commissioner for Agriculture from 2004 to 2010. He's also an honorary professor at the University of Wurzburg, where he has taught European law since 2001. If you turn the page, you'll see some of the fundamentals along with the values of the European Union. All of the articles are listed. The values of the Union itself consist of human dignity, freedom, democracy, equality, the rule of law, and respect for human rights, including the rights of persons belonging to minorities. These values are common to the member states in a society which pluralism, non-discrimination, tolerance, justice, solidarity, and equality between women and men prevail. Now, what does that mean to you? That statement, Article 2, Values of the Union, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means that being a member of the European Union results in you having equality, you having human dignity, you having respect for human dignity, you understanding the value of equality while respecting the rule of the law. Similarly, the NATO Association of Canada, as I mentioned before, has similar values, respect, democracy, human rights, respect for individual rights of persons belonging to minorities, respect for members. Now, this is crucial because without that protection, if there is an attack that happens and there is a country that's a member of the European Union and a non-EU country attacks an EU country, all of the members, all of the individual countries that are associated with the European Union will aid, and they will provide that country that's being attacked with support. Can you see any similarities between the European Union and the NATO Association of Canada? You can. But there are differences between the two. The NATO, yes?
You said an EU country would supply support. Can you be a little specific on what kind of support?
Well, so let's say a country gets attacked, the kind of support that would be provided is other countries would intervene via military, via political affiliation, various modes. There is a charter, and that charter is respected by all EU member states. Any violation, it's very clear. You can look up the EU charter. It's made accessible on the internet, and the rules are very clearly laid out. And the intent is to prevent any violation against any country. That's why there is this European Union, and that's why there are so many members that are affiliated with the European Union. Just like there are members that are affiliated with the NATO Association of Canada. Does that answer your question? Okay, good. So you guys can take the opportunity to go through these values and become more educated as to what it means for an entire country to be involved with this. At the same time, you can go on NATO's official website and you can see what NATO is. Did you know that NATO has 28 members, 28 countries who are members of the NATO Association. And the most important players in NATO are the members themselves. And do you know why it is that we promote active involvement, active engagement? Why is it that any association that promotes peace and resolution through conversation and provides support to its members via conversation and discussion, do you know why it's critical for people to know and for members to know about the significance of a democracy? Well, the reason why is because the members themselves, they respect democracy. Members want a government where your rights are respected and where your voice will be heard and will make a difference. For instance, Ukraine is not a member of the European Union. Ukraine is not a member of the NATO Association. Putin has an alliance with Russia. The people to this day are suffering, even though they have that respect for democracy and they understand what it means to have that kind of freedom. They still fight for that. There have been multiple meetings between President Obama and Putin. Canadian government officials have attempted to aid in a resolution, but it's an ongoing process. Sometimes when you have a country that promotes peace and believes in democracy, it can be very difficult to negotiate with another country that has different fundamental values, does not understand the significance of democracy, and may not necessarily even care about associations such as the European Union or about the NATO Association. So the more people that are educated about NATO, the more people that know about what it means for not just one person, we're talking about countries here, we're talking about millions of people, the more people that actually understands what it is to respect that value and what it means to be involved in an organization, to be a member of the European Union, the better the outcome will be. Even though President Yanukovych promised one thing to the Ukrainian people, which would have resulted in human rights and the right, the freedom to speak freely without the fear of being penalized for it, even though he lied to the Ukrainian people, he was removed as a result of that. But that does not mean that the battle's not ongoing. The people are educated. The people know what it means to be affiliated with an organization that is geared towards respecting their human rights. And they continue to fight for that as a result of that. Now, does it mean that this will end soon? It's unpredictable as to when this crisis will end. But it is ongoing, and the most powerful thing that is happening right now is President Obama's attempt to negotiate with Putin, along with various politicians and government officials who want to be involved and who understand the value of what it means to freely speak your mind, to freely have the protection that every person deserves. Do you guys have any questions about the European Union, the NATO Association of Canada, or NATO as a whole, or even questions about members?
What's the difference between the NATO Association of Canada and NATO?
NATO, the NATO Association of Canada is affiliated. It's the exact same thing as NATO. The only difference is that NATO has its headquarters elsewhere. So every country that is affiliated with NATO will have an association.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How did NATO actually resolve human rights problems in any country?
What NATO has done is NATO has negotiated with various countries. So NATO has multiple conferences that are geared towards educating people about the significance of human rights and about the significance of having people and countries become members of the association itself. In terms of going to countries where severe human rights violations are ongoing. NATO has had, like I mentioned, conferences, discussions with politicians, scholars, diplomats, in the hopes of promoting peace. It is an organization that wants to educate people about international affairs and relations, but at the same time, it is an association that wants people to have the rights that they deserve through peaceful discussion and through conversations with members, with scholars, academics, and with various government officials.
You said that the U.S. has been talking to Russia to try to peacefully resolve
with Putin,
the Ukraine crisis. Organization, uniting not just one country, done anything to try to solve the situation?
So in terms of the situation that's happening in Russia right now and in Ukraine, the NATO Association is actively involved in terms of military and in terms of solidarity. If any member that is affiliated with NATO has any of their rights violated, any country, when I say member, remember I'm referring to a member as a country. Any country who has their rights, their values violated will be protected through military and through various means. Of course, the ultimate solution would be to resolve matters peacefully. NATO does not believe in attacking or proceeding by harming anyone without peacefully having a conversation to try to resolve issues. Any other questions?
What are some of the main countries in NATO? You said there are 28 that are...
There are 28, and I have, obviously, Canada, the United States, multiple European countries. On the second page of this handout that I provided you with, if you look on the next page, you'll see most of the countries that are on here. Canada became affiliated with the NATO Association in 1949, as did Denmark, Belgium, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, United States, as I said before, all were members in 1949.
After World War II.
Yeah. And then in 1952, Greece and Turkey then became members, following Germany in 1955, and the list is ongoing. I met with, interesting, because I met with the Consul General of Turkey. It was last week he had an event that he was featuring, and we had a conversation about international affairs, human rights, about relations between Turkey and Canada, Turkey and the United States, and we will be meeting next month. So if you guys follow the podcast, you will see a discussion about the significance of that relationship, along with the significance of Turkey being a member of NATO itself.
Okay. You said that Germany was on the NATO list. Does that mean you can be part of the European Union and NATO at the same time?
You can definitely be a member of both. You know, NATO does not have an exclusion where if you're a member of the European Union, you can't be a member of NATO. In fact, a lot of the countries that are members of NATO are members with the European Union.